And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store and Bad Axe. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. And Bayport State Bank and Bayport Pigeon Bad Axe and Sebring. According to a petition filed with the Huron County Clerk on July 2nd, organizers are seeking Mary Babcock's removal from her District 7 Commission seat. The petition alleges Babcock supported Resolution 2558 on February 8th, 2025, authorizing zoning changes to allow a 15-acre asphalt and concrete crushing and recycling operation in an area zoned for agricultural and residential uses. The filing marks the first step in Michigan's recall process. Petition supporters must now gather the required number of valid voter signatures before the question can qualify for the ballot. As of now, the filing of the petition does not remove the commissioner from office, and no election has been scheduled. Babcock remains in her position while the recall process moves forward. And a Huron County District Court hearing for Brett Mitchell Stern resulted in a scheduling adjustment as the defense and prosecution worked towards a potential plea agreement. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented an offer to the court. If the defendant waives his preliminary examination and pleads guilty to both counts by circuit court arraignment, the state will not amend the charges and will not object to the defendant entering a regional sobriety court program. The defense attorney requested additional time to discuss the terms with the prosecutor's office, noting he had not yet connected with them. Judge Ferris granted the request for further negotiation. The court scheduled a new probable cause conference for July 9th at 9 a.m. via Zoom. The preliminary examination for the case remains on the calendar for July 10th. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As many of us enjoy an extra day off of work this 4th of July, we ask that you also take time to reminisce on what our independent celebration is all about, and also celebrate what is so good about the essence of what it truly is to be an American. This year's celebration is even more special as we mark America's 250th birthday. A milestone that reminds us of the freedoms, opportunities, and values that have made our country strong, and for 2.5 centuries, we also need to remember the heroes, both living and deceased, who served our country to keep us a free and independent nation. Freedom is not free. It takes a lot of sacrifice from others. So as you watch the various fireworks around the Thumb area, take a moment to reflect on how precious our independence is and what 250 years of freedom means to all of us. At McKenzie Jewelers, we thank you for allowing us to serve you the past 42 years and wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we are back with your national and international news. Tragedy has struck a remote region of Southeast Asia. Indonesian authorities are investigating a deadly assault in the Papua Highlands province, where an American pilot was killed after unidentified armed attackers set his regional aircraft on fire. The plane had just touched down on isolated jungle airstrip when the ambush occurred. Miraculously, all 7 passengers on board managed to escape the burning wreckage without sustaining any injuries. While local military units hunt for the perpetrators, a known local separatist armed group has stepped forward to claim full responsibility for the deadly attack. In Silicon Valley, giant Google has exhausted its final legal avenue in Europe. The European Court of Justice has officially upheld a staggering $4.7 billion antitrust fine originally levied against the tech behemoth by the European Commission. The historic ruling brings a definitive end to a marathon legal battle that has dragged on for years. And we'll be right back after this message from Ashley Home Store.
Doorbuster Week is here at Ashley and Bad Axe. And for America's 250th birthday, we're unleashing the most patriotic prices of the summer. June 29th through July 6th only. Rocker recliners just $379. Sofa chase only $449. And six-piece dining sets just $499. Plus, celebrate the stars and stripes with one-year and five-year no-interest financing. And stack the savings with up to 70% off accessories and up to 25% off store-wide. But that's not all. Hot buys are still marching strong. A $299 dining set for two, recliner starting at $299, and the industrial-inspired Starmore bed frame for just $499. Plus, save up to $700 on select Beautyrest Black mattress and adjustable base sets. Or grab an Ashley Sleep Queen mattress starting at just $299. Join the Freedom Week frenzy with Doorbuster Week at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Tarna Whiskey from Ashley and Bad Axe. From bunk beds to lift chairs and adjustable bases, we have something for every stage of life. Shop Ashley and Bad Axe today.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time, so we're going to go over to our next sponsor, Bayport State Bank.
130 years, that's generations of families, thousands of local businesses, and countless dreams started right here in Michigan's Thumb. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Since 1896, Bayport State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been part of the story, from first farms and first homes to growing businesses and expanding operations. We've stood beside our neighbors every step of the way. And here's what hasn't changed in 130 years. Local decisions made by local people who truly understand our Thumb area community, our lenders, our leadership, and our team live here, work here, and care about what happens here. We make banking simple, personal, and dependable with no-fee checking and free monthly statements, savings options for every stage of life, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, 11 local ATMs, plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. 130 years strong and still proudly serving the place we call home. Bayport State Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.